It's the countdown to the 2010 elections on WNYC. Republican Party officials in New Jersey are asking federal authorities to investigate the re-election campaign of New Jersey Congressman John Adler. Adler's campaign in the 3rd Congressional District in South Jersey, along with the Camden County Democratic Committee, reportedly devised a scheme to siphon votes away from Adler's Republican challenger, former professional football player John Runyon. The scheme allegedly involved promoting Tea Party candidate Peter DeStefano, who would take away enough votes from Runyon, the Republican, allowing Adler, the Democrat, to win re-election in the closely contested race. Reporter Jane Rowe of the Courier-Post first broke the story, and she joins me now to discuss this developing story from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
You spoke to Democratic operatives connected with the Adler campaign and Camden County Democrats. Tell us what you found.
Well, they basically confirmed what Republicans have suspected for months, which is that this plan to recruit a third-party candidate was hatched by John Adler's campaign manager, Jeff Mackler, and the Camden County Democratic Committee. These people told me, they're very close to the campaign, that this plan was announced at a meeting that was announced publicly in May. It was rolled out. Some of the people at the meeting, there were about 3 dozen people there. Some of them thought it was a terrible idea, and they didn't want to win that way. Other people did sign up, and they helped collect signatures to get Peter DeStefano on the ballot.
Who is Peter DeStefano?
That is a mystery. He has refused to meet with me since July, when I first started asking about him. He owns a picture framing shop in Mount Holly. He lives in Mount Laurel. Beyond that, we don't know much about him because he refuses to sit down for an interview with us.
And what is Adler saying about the allegations?
Well, he's kind of softened his language a little bit. I went to him in August, and he said that he had nothing to do with it, his staff had nothing to do with it. But he did confirm this week in an interview that Jeff Mackler, his campaign manager, was at the May 26th meeting. But he said that he was only there to help recruit volunteers to help with Mr. Adler's primary bid, which is kind of odd because Mr. Adler completely ignored his primary opponent. You know, it wasn't competitive at all. And he says that he believes in his heart, that's a quote, that his staff wasn't involved.
Now, it's legal, as you point out, for the two major political parties to help get a third candidate on the ballot, regardless of what their intentions are. So what makes this a problem?
The issue where they run up against the law, possibly, is whether the people who are circulating the petition were told the people, residents in the 3rd Congressional District, who they were signing the petition for. Now, I've talked to a couple of people who have signed the petition who said they had no idea that they were signing a petition for a Tea Party candidate, and had they known, they never would have signed it. The second thing is the amount of help that Mr. DeStefano is getting from the Adler campaign and from Camden County Democrats. That runs into the law because, you know, if you have paid staffers involved in helping him, if you're giving him money and other institutional support, there are limits to how much help you can give him, and also you have to disclose that in your federal election campaign filings, and there are no disclosures.
Now, the district is a conservative-leaning one. The Republican Party held the seat for 16 years before Adler came into office on the coattails of President Obama's campaign in 2008.
Right.
Adler and Runyon locked in a very tight race, only 18 days left before Election Day. How do you think this controversy will shake up the race?
I think it pretty much already has. Several, you know, publications like Congressional Quarterly and the Cook Political Report, they've changed the rating from lean Democrat to toss-up. Polls show that the two are in a statistical dead heat. The pressure on the Adler campaign is you know, quite substantial, mostly because they're not talking. And Democrats here aren't talking. State Democrats, local Democrats, they just will not talk about this. And, you know, it just, from a PR perspective, it's been sort of mangled. And, you know, we'll see what happens, if voters are paying attention or not.
Reporter Jane Rowe is with the Courier-Post. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more election coverage, go to our website, itsafreecountry.org. This is WNYC.